G'day everyone, Ian here. It's been a long time. I don't really even know how to start. I get a bit confused about using audio boom boo because I use it so rarely now. But I thought I'd do one quick post because today's the last day of my 2-week stint in New Zealand. Lovely Caroline and I have been over here hanging out with her sister and brother-in-law who are over from the UK. They've been here a couple of weeks prior to us and they've got another couple of weeks to go, and we joined them for 2 weeks. Good opportunity for me to get to know them. New family members, might say. It's been wonderful. I was last in New Zealand 25 years ago, back in 1990, 27 actually, came over to have a look at the Commonwealth Games with my then wife, before my daughter was even born. And did a bit of travelling around, quite enjoyed it. But this time, it's been a different trip. Yeah, 27 years has gone by, a lot of stuff's happened, I've got old, and we've hung out. And it hasn't been a rush trip, it's been a very laconic trip, taking our time to sit. We've only really been in three locations. Flew into Wellington, bottom of the South Island, and only spent a couple of days there, and then moved up into the Vineyard area, an hour or so north, wandered around there for a couple of days, and then went a little bit further north and hung out there for a few days more, and now we're up on the Coromandel Peninsula, and we've spent about 4 days here enjoying the seaside side of it. It's been good. We've had many varied ways of doing this trip. First bit, like I said, was in the agricultural vineyard type part of the world. The next bit was around the volcanoes, where we went for a big trek across the volcanoes and saw some amazing, amazing landscapes. Quite lunar, magnificent desolation. Buzz Aldrin referred to the moon as, and I would have to say that some of the landscape we saw was very similar. You know, steaming vents and sulfurous vapors sort of coming out of the ground that we enjoyed. Scree slopes sort of sliding down. It was wonderful. And long day. So the app on my phone that measures my steps registered 32,000 steps for that day. 600 flights of stairs equivalent. Yeah, it was a long way up and a long way down. It was great. It was a great day. It took a couple of days to recover though. I might be cycle fit, but I'm not walking fit, so a few of the muscles sort of reminded me for the next couple of days, but that's okay. But it was good. It was really good. We hung out there. It was a bit cold, but we were at a bit of elevation, and having a bit of elevation meant that a little bit of heaving and puffing was going on. But we've been here on the coast, a little bit further north, for these last few days, and no swimming. The water's a bit cold. We're used to tepid water, to say the best, in Queensland, so cool water temperatures don't really suit us. Although Caroline and I were saying we might go and have a skinny dip tomorrow, early around dawn, before we pack up and head to the airport, just to have one swim in this water. And we've been enjoying just spectacular weather. When we were in the mountains, the volcanoes, it was just crystal clear skies. And here up on the coast, it's been crystal clear as well. Matter of fact, I'm going back to work with badger eyes and a suntan and a bit of sunburnt ears and nose. So no, it's been tremendous, tremendous weather. We've been very, very lucky. New Zealand can be very fickle, but we've managed to get some really good high pressure systems settled on us while we've been here. So it's been great. And we've had a wonderful time. Spent a little bit of time in Rotorua on the way through too. Saw a little bit of the local culture there. And used Wikipedia to fill in a few gaps of knowledge, which was good. But yeah, it's been a lovely couple of weeks. Considering it's only a 3-hour flight from Brisbane, we should come over here more often. International flights are always a bit of a drag, you know, the whole passport control and biosecurity and all that sort of thing. That was probably the biggest drama of it. But for the duration that I've been here, I've said many times that I feel like I could just jump in the car and drive for 6 hours and I'd be back home. It feels like that. Most of the country feels like the Southern Highlands around Barrel and places like that between Sydney and Melbourne. you know, around Canberra area, or the New England Tablelands up around Armidale. Feels very much like that part of the world, sort of temperate, but very, very Australian in many ways. But it's not. We're across the other side of the Tasman, and it feels weird. You know, when we get on the plane tomorrow, it'll feel like we're just doing a three-hour flight from the equivalent of Adelaide to Brisbane. So it doesn't feel like it's been truly an overseas trip, especially, you know, things like money. You know, barely even reached in to use physical money. Been using my cards most of the time, so you don't even get reminded in that sense. And we drive on the left-hand side of the road. Mind you, the tsunami warning signs that we've come across from time to time reminds me that it's not home. No, Toto, this is not Kansas anymore. So it's been good. And and the funny thing is also, everybody, I'm really looking forward to getting home and getting back to work. A couple of weeks off. This has been the only holiday I've had other than the Christmas break in 18 months. So it's been a good holiday in the sense that, and I always measure it this way, that if I am looking forward to returning to work, it means that I have been well satisfied with my holiday, and I have been. I'm looking forward to getting back to work and getting into some of the projects I'm working on and making things again. And that's a good feeling now that this holiday is wrapping up. So as I finish this BRB New Zealand Pale Ale, I wish you well, wherever you may be. From the Coromandel Peninsula on the North Island of New Zealand. As the sun has gone past the horizon and it's slowly getting darker with the sound of the Pacific Ocean underfoot. Thank you.